Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies, 7th printing, from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 172 of Ninjas and Super Spies. This page, I'll give it to you straight, it's just a glossary. It's just a glossary of real-life terms from martial arts, various Asian religions and philosophies, from the structures of different martial arts schools, etc., etc. It's a pretty, I don't want to say it's a boring page. For our purposes, there's not a lot here. Because, you know, the authors, they can screw up a lot of things, but just defining real-world terms that they pretty much pulled straight out of dictionaries that they credit at the end of the page, I mean, it's hard to screw it up. I mean, obviously they didn't alphabetize it properly, but other than that, as I was reading through this page, trying to find if there was like anything that was introduced by the authors here above and beyond the real world definition that I thought was dumb, what really struck me is there's not. Like, this stuff is all cool to have. And probably, I guess, the dumbest thing on this page is it's just the evidence of all the stuff that's on the cutting room floor for this game. And we've talked about page after page after page of wasted space, rules that don't work, half-baked ideas. I mean, we've just gotten through with three pages, albeit redeemed by Fukami and his magical golden trillion-dollar submarine, that were pretty much full of unusable stat blocks for pathetically stereotypical ideas. So much wasted space. And on this one page, it's just like a bullet point list of things that should be in this game but aren't. It's a glossary of terms that unfortunately you won't get to use because the authors either didn't have an idea for how to put this stuff in the game, or just didn't happen to be thinking about it when they went into their fugue state and sat down at their word processor. Let me give you some examples. Belt. Belts often indicate rank in a martial arts form. Commonly, from lowest to highest, the rank is white, yellow, gold, orange, blue, green, purple, red, brown, and black. Hey, you know what would be immensely cool in your martial arts campaign? If it described systems for different martial arts styles for moving up in belt ranks. I mean, if nothing else, for agent characters, right? Like, maybe we can assume that if you're a first level dedicated martial artist, you're already a black belt. But it would be cool if you're playing like a super sleuth character who's got, you know, hand-to-hand martial arts, if you gained new belt rankings as you got new levels in hand-to-hand martial arts. That'd be really cool. Alas, no. Koan. A Zen question or puzzle. Students of Zen Buddhism can spend years doing nothing more than studying a single koan. Despite the fact that I'm probably not pronouncing that word right, it is a cool concept. I love these things. And they would make like great martial arts powers. It would sort of be the mental version of body hardening exercises. You've studied this Zen riddle, this Zen puzzle for years and years, and you've achieved a state of enlightenment that like enhances your mental or spiritual abilities. You could attach that to Qi mastery, or you could make it its own thing. It would be really fun to write these on your character sheet with descriptions of what bonuses you have because you have puzzled over this enigma for a few years. But no, not in the game. Musha Shugyo. Quote, a traditional period of wandering undertaken by martial artists. This time, after much is already learned, is when a student goes out to find new and different teachers. It's a practice common to many martial arts, and it's during this period that martial artists may learn totally different styles and forms. What a great possibility for a campaign, for an established martial artist to be sent out into the world to find alternative styles and techniques. You gotta go looking for new teachers, you gotta find ways to incorporate the new techniques into your style, but unfortunately, styles are totally inflexible, and there's no room to change them. Also, there are no rules for needing a specific teacher to learn a specific technique that's provided by your style, and there are not really any rules for picking up a new style at all. I guess let's assume we don't want to do rules for this because it would be too disruptive to the campaign. I don't agree, but let's say. We could put it in the background. The dedicated martial artist, the goober, gets like nothing. Two martial arts forms and nothing of interest about the dedicated martial artist because he doesn't get to pick skills or anything. What about adding a Musha Shugyo stage to the Goober class that describes the circumstances of you leaving tutelage in your first style to go seek out the secrets of another style and how that worked out? You could have a little table about what happened with your new teachers. Did you have to pretend to be evil? Were you traveling and you fell ill and you were taught a new style by like the monks who brought you back to health? Did your early sensei say, I can teach you nothing else, you need to go find an opposite style to fulfill your destiny, to like bring balance to your martial arts? Maybe you're on a quest to create your own style, and so you get a special ability to pick powers from one style with the power selections from the other, or to interchange a little bit like Mugigong and Horang Dodu. So many great possibilities, but no, all we get is a glossary entry. Here's the thing, here's what it means. I'm sorry, it's not part of this game. Ronin, along with all the other terms associated with the samurai. We've got a samurai style in this game, so it would be really cool if we knew something about the formal structure of how samurai operate. I mean, the Soviet Union's still around. Why not an operational samurai class, maybe operating in secret, maybe tied to some espionage agency coming out of Japan? But no. Zanjishin Jinken Ryu is samurai swordsmanship with the serial numbers filed off. You got your katana, you got your wakizashi, but nothing culturally of interest with the samurai is brought over or discussed. A moment ago, we were talking about senseis, also known as sifus, also known as sabums or sabums. I cannot pronounce Korean words. Anyway, three different words for martial arts teachers are found in this glossary. But you know what's not found in this game? Rules for martial arts teachers. Every martial arts story, you gotta have some senseis in there. But does this game have rules for, like, the benefits of learning from a legendary sensei? How you even teach other people about the martial arts? No. None whatsoever. Just glossary entries telling you what you're missing. Freestyle sparring. English. Partial contact contests in the martial arts. Properly executed, the strikes in freestyle are noisy and hard, but do no real damage. Wow, you mean I could play martial arts tournaments in this game? Add a whole other dimension to, like, my genre trope repertoire by having tournaments and, like, the players are invited to compete in them, but then they're investigating the criminal underbelly of the tournament. So they're having kung fu fights in public, but then they're also having, like, real serious business lethal kung fu fights in secret, trying to break into the evil organization and figure out the funding. Or I could have a world championship of, like, different styles, like Street Fighter. Yeah, sure, you could. Go for it. I mean, there aren't any rules for it. All we have is SDC and hit points. So really, the only way to reliably knock someone out is to kill them. One of the few downsides to being a boxer in the world of Palladium. But hey, it exists. It's in the glossary. You create the setting material and rules for it. That's how this relationship works with the designers of Palladium. We read a book that said something exists. We put it in the glossary so that you know it exists. Now you do the rest. No more than in the glossaries and on the random lists does Palladium reveal its true face, which is not so much a role-playing game, but a list of things that the author would like to see in a role-playing game with the expectation that you will do the work. Ninjas and Super Spies is like instant art, just add craft. Oh, here's one. Kami. In the Japanese Shinto faith, there are kami, gods or spirits, inhabiting all sacred places. Good to know, book. Is that true? Is that a real thing that exists in the world? Can I go see them with chi mastery and have chi fights with them, or what? Who knows? The setting details and adventure possibilities of this world are your business, dear reader. All I do is copy words from books I bought into this book for you to buy. I am a humble middleman. There's only so much I can say about a glossary of real-world terms. They have limited relevance to what's actually in Ninjas and Super Spies. It's not totally clear to me what the point is of having words in an extensive, like, over one full-page glossary that aren't anywhere else in the book. But the dumbest thing on this page is simply that the author clearly did quite a bit of reading. I'm not sure it was up-to-date research, but certainly he had a lot of books on his shelf, read a lot of cool things about martial arts and Asian culture, and just never quite saw his way into including all this stuff in the game in a way that would have been interesting. Minor spoilers, starting with this page, the rest of this book is really just filler. There are at least 5 or 6 entries on this page that would have been able to support a whole section that would have been a better use of this space. Whether that's a description of a mystical version of this setting where you can go fight kami and oni, whether it was an optional system for advancing to higher degrees of black belt in your school, rules for tournament fighting and how to do a tournament fighting campaign, any of those would have been fantastic. Instead, we get a big list of things we aren't going to talk about. And that's the dumbest thing on this page. We're well and truly in the home stretch now. Join me next time as we look at the character sheet for Ninjas and Super Spies on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day, except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.